Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Thank you for tuning in to JGBW Adult Radio. I'm your host, Max, a.k.a. your BBW Porn Pusher. Let's see who else we got. G-Man 2. Come on, let's see. Waiting for G-Man to come on. And we're going to have Miss SSBW Baby Doll, Miss Baby Doll. So we're waiting for her also to show up. So while we do that, we're going to get into some church announcements. This coming Monday, SNM Radio will be having, once again, she's a plus-size fashion designer by the name of Danny Rockmore from 1246. We'll have her back on. She'll be discussing her last fashion show that she did was this past November. So, and other things, I know she was going to reveal in her past show some of her new clothing line that she developed for last, when we were discussing it, last time she was on the show, I believe it was in, I want to say August, I believe. So we will do that. And also, we want to tell you about JGE BBW Adult Radio. We'll also be having ISIS on the 16th, I believe. That's next Friday. They will be taking over BBW Adult Radio. So, you know, stay tuned for that. That information will be posted this coming week. Let's see here. We have G-Man up here. Okay. Get him up.
Yeah,
G-Man, you there?
I'm here. Yes, sir. Hey. I'm here.
All right. We're just getting to some announcements. And also, for all you plus-size travelers, JG Travel is up and running now. So you can find that on jgtravel.com. All your BW and SSBW travel needs. And let's see. What else? I know Sasha's going to be having something coming up. Her show's going to be doing something next, thinking next week or weekend. I've forgotten. I got my time to do all mixed up, but she will be having something, so stay tuned for that. And that is it with church announcements. We're just waiting for, you know, Miss Baby Doll to come up in here.
Well, we had to let the church say amen.
Amen.
That's right. So where's the big booty at, man?
Well, we're waiting for her to come in here. Hit her up. She ain't here yet. Hit her up. She ain't here yet.
Here we go again. I tell
you
about them people with their time, bro. I tell you. I don't understand it, man. If I tell you I got $20 and I'm waiting for you to come get it, and you ain't showing up on time, I'm going to spend it.
Well, that's the thing. We got to teach them. Got to teach them. You know what? We're gonna get into this. Miss Swing, you there? Miss Swing?
I'm here.
All right, she showed up. All right.
No, that's not her. That's somebody. That's Miss Swing. That's somebody else.
That's okay. She showed up.
What you feel about Miss Swing?
I'm trying to teach you guys to be happy about that. Damn, man. What's up with you?
I'm good, G-Man. I'm still waiting to see a picture of you.
Oh, no, you won't.
Yes,
I ain't got nothing. I ain't got nothing but naked pictures. I can't do nothing for you, baby. I can't do nothing for you, baby. I'm sorry. But you know what?
I have all kinds of naked pictures.
You know what? It's getting Christmas time. I take that back. I might have to shoot you something.
Nothing with a Santa Claus hat on.
How you doing, Max?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am wonderful. Where is my baby doll?
I don't know, because I was really interested in talking to her too. But you know how,
the whole time thing. A lot of people forget that 4 o'clock midnight is actually the next day.
I know she hurt her leg, too. I think, I don't know if she's still in the hospital or not.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. You know, she had been, I think she said she broke her kneecap or something like that, or sprained her kneecap.
Yeah,
like
she might be still good. She's in the hospital, they give you that good stuff.
What's that?
I said, you know, in the hospital, they give you all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh. That's that stuff to knock you out, put you on your ass.
Uh-huh.
Damn, I need to get some of that.
And try it with some vodka.
Oh. You trying to amp it up.
Yeah, I'm on some vodka tonight.
Oh, shoot. How much you have so far?
You want some of my vodka, Matt?
Yeah, I want some vodka. Say that no longer.
Y'all better not give me none of that. I'll start turning the motherfucking show off.
We need the show turned off. It needs to turn out.
No, y'all better pass on me.
So what freaky topic can we talk about while we pass the time?
You know what? We're gonna talk about the sorry people in the Kansas. There you go.
Oh my gosh, see my stuff. Oh,
a free show that you don't have to pay. We ain't like the other models that they want to just get you in the camera and then start charging up. F-R-E-E.
They let the inbox the fuck out you to ask you the same question that you can ask for free.
Because that's all they know. They just know, you know, internet pimping. That's all. Try to be internet pimping.
And I get them a free pass to ask me any question they want to ask me, and I have to answer. And they still make excuses. But they inbox the fuck out of me 10 minutes later. If I post a question in the group, they still inbox me to answer. What the fuck you inbox me to answer for?
Baby, you got some dumb fucking people in the world. I mean, you know. That's just the way it is.
They begged me to be in the group. I think about it, they begged me to be in the group. Let me be in the group. Put me in wherever you at. Put me in. I put you in. You don't say shit.
Because they just want to see a whole bunch of free stuff on there, free pictures and stuff.
Hell yeah. They don't want to subscribe to my site, but they want to see pictures. You know,
well,
don't show pictures for free. I'm like, no, I don't show pictures for free.
Well, I'm going to go record on this one. Motherfuckers on the internet is the cheapest motherfuckers in the world.
Amen on to that one.
I'm telling you the damn truth. Motherfucker will, oh, hell no, I ain't paying for that. Do they have a free site?
Yeah, you know, say I see pussies all the time. I for free. I don't want to pay this. You ain't seen mine. You seen pussies, but you haven't seen this one. Mine look different than other pussies.
We had a good time.
Huh?
I said we had a good time last time we did the show.
Yeah, but I try my best. So I really do try my best.
You missed it, G-Man.
I don't know, bro. I'm kind of scared now, shit.
Why?
I ain't old enough, babe. I got to check my ID at the fucking door.
I'm going to give you a free pass.
A free pass? Oh, baby, thank you for that. Merry Christmas to you, too. Say, Matt, you better make sure I get my fucking free passes. I'm going to talk about your ass for 10 years, man.
You got to remind me now. I got a bad memory.
Don't worry, man. I'm going to remind you. I'll remind you. I got you. You know, you shouldn't say nothing. Nah, I'm one of them cheap niggas from the internet. We don't like to pay for shit.
But this would be right up your alley then. Come on.
I'm trying to tell you. And I'm just like the other millions and millions and millions of motherfuckers out there. I mean, you know, at least I'm going to tell the truth.
I'm trying to get like the Ken group we had before.
The thing about it is, I do shows with Matt, and you get to see something. Well, you get to see something. No matter how many times I say that shit, they still say they don't know how to go into the link. They don't know how to subscribe. And we even do a Google Hangout, and everybody's got a Google phone and Google Hangout. It's free.
It is. It is.
Now I tell you, they're sitting on their phones. They don't want to do anything.
Because it's free, you got some strange ass motherfuckers in that hangout. I done been over there.
You got exception to be in your hangout, though.
Well, true. That's what I'm saying. You know what they do, too? They send you a picture of somebody that ain't fucking them, and then they come in. And then you look them up, and you say, oh, hell no. Let me unfriend this motherfucker right quick.
I don't even get that much. They don't even do that much shit. Like, I've seen plenty of weird shit because I do town shows. So, mostly I've seen. Like, today on Facebook, this motherfucker, you know how they're from Africa or whatever, and they try to pretend they're from America. And they put Facebook like anywhere in the USA. That shit don't exist. And then they speak the way black American men don't speak. Try harder.
You talking about my Nigerian brothers now?
Yeah. And then they'll put a woman picture up, but they put like six different women on their profile pictures. I'm like, none of these motherfuckers are you.
This is the same motherfuckers that be on Chatterbait. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
All right, try harder, please. Just try harder.
No, they ain't got it in them, baby. That's like, that takes work. That takes ingenuity and shit.
I got to do this read. Hey, how you doing? I want to make friends with you. Who the fuck says that?
That's dangerous. You in the double zone. Click three. Oh, shit.
Take this down first. Don't give yourself away.
And then you check their profile, and they have a phone number with 32 numbers.
32
numbers? What number in U.S. have 32 numbers? I'm being serious.
What the fuck is that about?
I don't got time to dial all those fucking numbers.
Shit. They get paid some kind of way. That's fucked up there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, 225-413-768-9833. I'm like, what the fuck is this? This is not America. I work in Finland. Look, you live in Finland. Get the fuck out of my damn shit. I block you. Try harder next time.
We got to put another one in. Come on here and then also go on to a kill cam.
Say what?
I said, we're going to have to come on here for the radio show and then go do the cam show.
I would hope so. Because, you know, next year we're going to BBW time, Matt.
That's right. Matter of fact, I already looked at the information on anybody who wants to, you know, go with us and see you or me or any other mob that I'm going to have over here in Las Vegas. So,
yeah, yeah.
Are you coming, G-Man?
Don't get quiet now, G-Man.
You hear me?
I apologize. I was typing to this chick. I was trying to tell her no. And y'all was interrupting me. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry for interrupting your macking. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. What did you say, baby? Do it again for me.
I said you should be coming to BBW Con.
The BBW Con. Girl, if I get this shit, y'all gonna have to call the police.
It's in Las Vegas.
Oh, that's right down the street. Okay.
Yeah,
yes,
I'm sure got it.
Well, we're going to be up there for the, what's that convention, Max?
Avion?
Avion, yeah, we're going to be up there for the Avion anyway.
What is that?
No, that's in next month. BBW Con is in July.
Oh, shit, I'm there. I can make that. Hell yeah. I'm going to put that on the calendar. I can do
yes,
that.
Sir.
So we're gonna
that's
have
all
a
I'm thinking
about
for the invite. Thank you for the invite, darling. Shit. No. Oh, I think it's stupid. And you know Blood for Brains live in Vegas now, too. You know that, huh?
And also,
should be
my calendar's ready by then. Yeah, my calendar should be ready by then, and my picture should be ready by then.
Okay. Well, Blood for Brains, she ain't gonna be coming out for that. She got old papers up on herself.
Oh.
That's one of my old girlfriends. Don't let Max fool you. That's one of my old ex-girlfriends. She crazy as a motherfucker, too.
Uh-huh.
Them were some good days, though, boy. Ooh, shit. See, the shit we doing now is real, you know, kind of like, how can I say it? It's real Christian-like. Because we was buck-fucking wild when we was back in those days.
Yeah, good old days.
We made cam shows like motherfuckers was getting popcorn. They was doing, it was real. We had a girl,
wow.
I told her name, she could squirt on command. I was like, oh, how the fuck you squirt on command? Damn.
Wow.
Yeah,
I still have not learned to squirt. I have been trying and trying, but I have not learned to squirt.
You don't know how to squirt, baby?
No, I have been trying. That would be
awesome. I'm going to hook you up with my homegirl. She'll teach you. She actually
had
a client.
So many videos?
No. She's good. We're talking about, what is the girl's name? But I don't know if she's on Facebook. I can hook you up with her. She actually taught women how to squirt.
All I do is gush, and I'm like, damn it, I want to squirt.
Yeah, but you're going to lose your mind. When you first do it, you're going to lose your mind. I can tell just by listening to you.
I want to lose my mind.
And look, don't tell whoever you're doing with, well, you ain't got to, you can do it by yourself, but if you do it with a dude, tell that motherfucker up front, we're not getting married. Make sure you got prenups and all that shit done first. That shit's intense. That shit is real intense. You know.
Now I want to do it even more.
Max, have you ever ate some pussy and somebody squirted in your face?
Yep.
He told the truth.
Have you, Max?
You just close your mouth. You just close your eyes and keep on eating. That's all.
I'm going to tell you, man, many years ago in the 70s, the first time a woman did that shit to me, I panicked. I thought she was pissing. I got all upset. I was like, what the fuck? What the heck can I do? Right. I hit it in the head with the dildo and shit. She said, what's wrong? I said, what the fuck you peeing on me for? Shit. I said, don't kiss me. What you peeing on me? She said, no, baby, I nutted. I said, oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Oh my God, speaking of that, I gotta tell y'all this. I do my foot sessions and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this guy comes over and I do a foot session with him. And so I'm doing a good job. And so I'm like, okay, my legs are tired. So I bent over doggy style so he could fuck my feet from behind. And guess what this motherfucker did?
What?
Peed on my feet.
Oh, you got the retarded bus niggas. Okay.
I'm like, what? My first, I thought he was coming. I'm like, wait a minute, how much cum this motherfucker got? His dick is not that big. And so I realized he was peeing on me. I'm like, I didn't want to get upset because I know this motherfucker can be a regular, but I was like, that shit was like way out the fucking blue.
Mm-hmm.
Never been peed on in my life.
You got your piss bonus, didn't you? I hope you did.
I need a motherfucker like me for that.
You need a motherfucker like me to be your employee. Hey, bro, that's extra bonus now for pissing, motherfucker.
Yeah, tell him. No, he said he did it by mistake. But I'm like, I remember talking to him earlier. He said he drank a whole lot of water and shit. And I had to drink a lot of water, blah, blah, blah. And so when he got back home and he texted me and shit, and thank you for the session, I'm like, you know what? If you like to pee, there's no problem with me. But I got to prepare for that shit, and it's going to cost you extra.
Shit.
So that's in $100-some range. So I got to do laundry after that.
No, you got to get the fucking platinum card for that shit. Just give me the credit card with the platinum and put your name on, and you just go start shopping. Fuck that.
They motherfucker just extra. I'm like, what the fuck?
No.
Make him feel stupid, you know, because I'm like, that's another fetish, right? That's a separate fetish, so that's more money.
Uh-huh.
That's in $100-something range right there. So just to lick and suck my toe, that's like 80. But then I record it. You gotta let me record. Cause I record all my sessions.
You mean it's 80 per toe, right? 80 per toe. That's how this.
No, because I'm not that good yet. Once I perfect it, it's gonna be like in the 200. You know, it's gonna be like the $100 range just a second lick. And it's gonna be, cause I gotta get used to that shit. Cause if we're having sex and you get to my feet and shit, that's one thing. But when it comes to sucking toes, I gotta get used to that shit. Cause I'm like, I gotta fake it and make it. Cause in the videos, you gotta make it like you enjoying that shit. So I use a few people for practice. Just like tickling, I don't like to be tickled. I will kick the shit out you like a donkey. I'm for real, so I gotta get used to this shit.
I can't fuck with you, baby, because you be to beat my ass.
No, that's why I gotta get used to this shit. I gotta get used to it. But I did. I was okay with it because that motherfucker like made love to my feet, tongue kiss, and all that shit. So I'm like, I'm trying to smile, but I know I was uncomfortable. And so, you know, my photographer was like, you gotta make it seem like, you know, you gotta be a little bit, you know, more with that. I'm like, I'm practicing. I'm practicing.
You got sensitive feet and stuff.
Yeah, we're fucking, you kind of forget about that shit, but when you're not fucking somebody, and this is the kind of guy who, he'll rather have his fetish than have sex. So this is a real professional, actual fetish.
Dude. What's the going rate nowadays for a good blowjob? I mean a real good one.
My blowjobs are priceless.
What's the going rate? I didn't ask you what yours was.
I don't know. I haven't priced one. I just put a thought in your head that I'm excellent at.
Uh-oh. She got to eat right by
me. It all depends on who you appetite. It all depends on who's doing it. Because you got some woman that got here to do it for $20.
Oh, no. It's not good here. You wasting good here for $20. You fucked up.
If she said $20, your ass better run. Cause that
you
might
don't
want to
go there.
Crawling on your dick while she's sucking it, you better leave that shit alone. Mm-hmm.
So I got to let y'all get a little sample of my blowjob video. Cause I do a lot of different fetishes, and I did one with the blowjob, a blowjob video, and that motherfucker is awesome. I get turned on when I watch it. Especially when you got a nice feeling dick in your mouth.
I like that. I love that. That's all right. You get turned on when you looking at it. That's some good shit there.
Yeah.
Damn, you got me sweating thinking about it. Fuck.
That's when you got a nice size dick in it. And some dicks feel better than other dicks in your mouth, and you got one that's nice and smooth and pretty. You took that shit all day, like a baby with a pacifier.
I heard that fun come from what's her name? Kitten. Remember Kitten, Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
Mhm. Cause she was in the video. She's like, oh, I just love fucking dick. It's just so pretty and beautiful and smooth and.
Yeah, the some dudes got that ugly shit. They don't even look right. Some dudes just don't even look right that you don't even suck. And then some of them are so small, you think you're going to swallow the whole thing. And it's just not enjoyable.
What's the ugly dick?
The ones that know with the fat head, and some of them have, like, little bumps on them. Or some of them feel rough and lean and skinny and just not even nice.
Wait.
It's not fun.
What dick got bumps on it? What kind of shit is that? That motherfucker should
be in the bedroom. Some people, it's just lumpy. Some dicks are just like lumpy. It's nothing like disease or anything. It's just lumpy. It don't feel good.
They got kilos on their dick.
Yeah, it's nothing bad, but you just don't feel good in your hand. Because I do excellent hand jobs also because I like to touch. That's my fetish. I like to touch.
Girl, now you see, you made me pull my dick out and start looking. I ain't got no bumps, though. I'm all right. I'm all right. Shit, you were scaring me. Nigga with bumps on this dick is scary. That shit sound like some science fiction shit.
But this is, you know, you got ugly pussies and shit with the lips come all out and crazy like a sad old man. Like,
Oh, that's because this shit been beat up so bad. Goddamn. Motherfuckers, they forget they was fucking a horse, you know, that kind of shit.
Man, I'm going to tell you, like, this one girl I played with, she was, like, really cute. So I was like, okay, like, every once in a blue moon, I'm in the mood to play with a female. So I was playing with her, and I saw her pussy. I was like, ooh. I was terrified. I'm like, ew, can we do a do-over? That's how my whole
pushing, you said, ooh.
I have never seen one like that before. I was like, ew. Then, you know, I played with her and everything, and she enjoyed it and shit because she got wet. It was kind of a little bit of a turn-on because she got wet, like, for a long time. But when she got home, she was like, when can I come back? Bitch, I don't know. You may never come back. I don't know.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Like you put your whole foot in your hand, both your feet in there and everything. It was huge.
Damn.
And you don't know what to do. You can't eat no pussy like that because you don't know what a clitoris is. It's like all that shit just split in half. Like, I don't know, like an adventure. I don't just know.
Have you ever met an Aphrodite? No, what is it?
No. No, hermaphrodite? I've never seen one.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, I've never seen one.
Yeah,
I don't know what I'd do if I saw one. That'd be just like, wow.
I fucked one before. She actually had a clit that was fucking big. I was just looking at it and playing with it. I laughed.
I seen him in a movie. And that just looked crazy. Like he just, I seen a huge clitoris. I was like, wow.
She told me, what the fuck are you laughing? I said, this big ass dick almost bigger than mine. Shit.
I've never even seen a T-girl in person. I've never seen a T-girl in person. You know, all I got to tell you is, too, I be on FetLife, too, because FetLife is a BDSM site. I know everybody knows what FetLife is, right?
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a BDSM site. And so this one guy, I see him on a lot of other sites. He always try to talk to me. So he talked to me on FetLife, so I finally said hello. And so I scrolled to the bottom of his page, and it said T-Girl, curious about T-Girls. And I'm like, what? So I went into his page, and every single one of his friends on the page except for two, including me, are T-Girls. So you are more than curious about T-Girls.
You sound like
you're
serious.
I mean, you are way more than just a little curious.
That's a damn shame.
And the
shame.
Ones you have, most of the ones you have on your page live in Columbus, so you're more than just curious. That's why I always read a profile. When somebody comes to me and talk to me, I'm going to read your profile and see what the fuck you're doing. Because I want to know. Any guy who says he's very open-minded, I'm suspicious right then. Any guy talking about eating ass and shit or fucking your ass and shit, I'm like, really? No. I am not licking your ass. You're not licking my ass. If you lick my ass, you ain't kissing no more. That's just it. And this one dude, that motherfucker was thugged out. He all tatted up, looking like a racist. And he going to ask me about eating ass and fucking him with a dildo. All right, do your friends know you talk like this? Do your homeboys know exactly what you do?
He's probably a deacon in his church, you know.
Not looking like, he looks like a racist. He got long dreads and tats all on his face and arms and legs and shit. I'm like, he look hard as hell. But you asking me to fuck you with a dildo and lick your
man.
Asshole.
It tastes all kinds, baby.
I just can't do it. It don't seem right to me. I can't kiss your lips and tongue kiss you with a thumb in my asshole. That takes all the sexy out. That takes all the sexy out of everything. Is your asshole? Yes, it is. I know all the shit that come out of it. I was constipated 2 days ago. I don't even do an enema. I don't care how constipated I get. I'm not going to do no enema or suppository. Because it's going up my ass.
That's sick. Hey, some motherfuckers just sick like that. I mean, you know. Damn.
Some people are above my freak level. And I got a freak level, but it's not that high. And it won't turn that corner.
Shit. Hold on. Let me go check. I think I retired mine. Yeah. Oh, there it is on the shelf. Yeah.
I'm sure it's here.
I fucking retired my freak level. Mm-hmm. I remember a chick tried to put a finger up my ass. I almost broke her hand. I grabbed her wrist. Bitch, what the fuck you think you doing? Oh, hell no. Get the fuck up out of here. No,
and
I call it
the
you got to get the. And I ain't
they're
going
to do that shit. They're going to try to fit that shit in on the spot just to see what you do.
Oh, I saw what I got. But I asked, throw her fucking clothes out the window. Oh, hell no. You got to go, bitch. No, I'm not calling the cab. Fuck you. Go.
See, if I tell a dude a story about that shit and he don't act surprised and a little bit appalled, we ain't talking.
Shit, I should have farted on her ass, but, you know. I was,
and I figured that shit you got to prepare for, make sure your bowels are empty and everything.
I was too mad to fart.
You put your dick in my ass and I still got a shit. I've been contemplating for days. You don't open up my bowels and shit for me. No. Your shit coming out feeling like shit. I mean, come on.
Well, I know what kind of porn I ain't going to see you.
Oh, man.
I know for sure the ass porn. Oh, she ain't there. No, let me move on.
I'm going to fast forward past that shit.
And that's all right, baby. You have that right. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
See, that's part of the porn I fast forward to.
So our guest never showed up, bro. I hope she all right. She might be sucking some dick about right now, too. You know, who knows?
Not in the hospital.
No,
nine
times out of
10.
She'll be hitting me up tomorrow.
What happened to the show? Don't worry, when we bring her on, I'm going to dog her ass out. Don't worry.
I texted her. I think maybe she might be sleeping because I got a number that I texted her and everything, so she might be sleeping on pain.
Sleeping? Shit. I'm not going to, no, I'm not taking. She got to wake her ass up.
Like 5 hours ago, so.
Yeah. I got to fucking be up. Everybody else got to fucking be up, too. Shit. Shit, get your happy ass up, motherfuckers. Shit. What's wrong with you? We don't fucking lie. This ain't
a,
this is
live. A nice little nap day so I could be here now.
Well, we'll give her
a normal little bit of
that. We'll see what she says to tomorrow, so I'm sure she's going to be hitting me up.
Yeah. You know, we have been through this so many times, man. I done got used to it. No.
Y'all been through it twice, but I Max had to remind me for real.
Yeah, but you know, when you give her the benefit of this podcast, the first time I'm here.
I'm just hoping nothing happened to her, you know, on the real tip. But if ain't nothing happened, all you motherfuckers. All you motherfuckers. You know what time it is? It's time for your ass to go home. Let me talk. Let me get on it now. Shit, she better stay wherever the fuck she at, because I'm going to dog. I bet you sure fucking time for you. That's right.
I'm about to scare her off.
Hey, that's
so what
okay.
Other topic do we have?
What's that?
What other topic do we have?
That's it, because we only got about 5 more minutes to go.
What topic would you like to talk about, darling? Let's get some shit off your mind. Come on. This Dr. Phil session for you. Come on. Let's get some shit off your mind. Tell me about the motherfuckers you don't like. Come on, let me hear.
It's a lot of motherfuckers I don't like. It's going to take more than 5 minutes.
Don't say too many names. We might know some of these motherfuckers.
I hope not. Because I think that's only happened to me one time. Like, I think that happened to me twice this year that I don't fuck somebody new, another dude new. And they come tell you like you did it on purpose. And that shit pisses me off. Like, yeah, I know. You know a dude named blah blah blah. I'm like, I don't know. Shit, you gotta show me a picture. He said, y'all fuck. He got a picture on his phone and blah blah blah. And that mean you don't want to fuck me no more? No. But I'm just saying that you're like, yeah, you still want to fuck.
I got the subject matter for you real quick, baby. What's the best fuck you ever had and what happened?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I got you, huh? Well, go ahead. Tell me
that quick flashback.
This one dude that I wish I could be with. I mean, I could fuck that motherfucker every day. He got a big dick and he know how to use it. I mean, it's very rare you find a dude with a big dick. You know how to ease that shit in. And it's really fussy. That's when I found out I was a gusher. I could hear that shit gushing.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
That was, like, magical. I mean, I just, like, I hear alto. I'm like, wow.
Well,
I want to knock that motherfucker unconscious, throw him in the closet, and just keep him there.
Oh, it's something I'm going to share a quick story with y'all, something I just learned. The other night, I had one of my real good dreams. I was getting ready to eat Haley Berry's pussy. And the motherfucker called on the phone, and the phone started ringing. And you know, it's hard to try and go back to sleep to get that same fucking dream. Helen walked out the fucking room and everything. They said, fuck you, motherfucker. You wasn't supposed to ask no damn phone. So now I've learned, after a certain amount of time, I turn that bitch off.
See?
And that's my
don't think you woke up because Halle Berry crazy. You have been doing
Halle Berry getting mad at the phone. What the
hell out your ass?
But that was my story. Max, you got a story?
What's that?
What about you?
I said, Max, you got a story you like to share?
Well, damn, I got so many.
Pick the best one.
Pick the best one, man. The funniest one.
The funniest one.
I'm going to tell you what my favorite one was, the one where you had the wave.
The wave?
Yeah, when you hit that booty, if the booty waved like it was in the water and shit. Remember you told me about that shit? I never forgot that shit. That shit been over, what, 3 years now? I still remember that story.
Like it was yesterday.
That was
a feeling.
Yes, indeed. See, he remembered. I remember that quite too. Yes, indeed. The wave. I could hear the shit saying, whoosh, whoosh. When he was in it, I bet you heard that shit. Like, whoosh, whoosh. Yes, I ain't had no pussy like that in a long time, man. Shit, that wave pussy. I'm going to have to Google some wave pussy. See, and robots got that shit on sale, you know. Motherfucker like me. I need to get me some wave pussy. When you get it from behind, that whole booty just go up like a wave and shit. It's like, whee! You're like me in the water. That was a good story, man. That was a damn good story. That's one of the good stories. Damn, I done told your fucking story. You still ain't said shit. Hey, man. My bad, man.
Now you got to do another one.
Next time you come, next time you back up here to the east, I'll give you her number so you can hit her up.
Oh, Lord. I got a number. I'm scared to hit her up after you told me about that shit. That's a scary pussy. When it waves like that, that's scary pussy.
Wow. So
I'm
trying to get into. Now I know what you're talking about.
Baby, there's some pussy a man should be scared of. It should be like you be walking at night, that kind of pussy. I don't want no pussy like that, motherfucker. I'm already crazy. I don't need no help. Shit.
It's some dick you should be scared of.
I don't know.
Oh. And I've had some dick you should be scared of. I got a dick that I'm scared of now. Well, I've never been a stalker bitch, but that dick makes you want to be a stalker bitch. Outside your damn house, calling your house all hours of the night. That dick you don't need, I'll tell you that dick every once in a blue moon.
Stalker. Let me shut up. She said stalker. Damn.
Yeah, shit, they want to be a stalker, bitch. You think about that dick all day.
Shit, I had one of them in Chicago. This motherfucker, I told her I didn't want to be bothered. She called a cab for 35 miles, came to my house just because she thought I was fucking somebody. Came through my living room window, broke through the motherfucking window. I had to call the fucking police. Police asked me if I wanted to press some charges. I told them no, but I fucked her anyway. Damn. Her fucking window was busted, man. She had to pay for that shit. And I fucked her window. I made her look at the fucking window while I was fucking her from behind, too. She said, see what you did, motherfucker. That's a true story. Damn, boy. I wish I could see her again, though. She did have a good pussy.
Okay. Apparently, you were that stalker.
That's a problem. You're getting crazy, man. You're attacking.
I'll never forget that. Broke my living room window. What the fuck I'm doing? Shit. That's crazy.
But you the best. The crazy ones are the best.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I've had four stalkers. They
come with too many problems, baby. Shit. They're so crazy, they're scary. I have one of them motherfuckers that don't say shit to you. You know you done did some shit wrong, and you trying to ease back in. She just looking up there smiling, and then the baby won't fuck. I say, yeah, but you only got to suck with this time. I did the wrong shit. You ain't got to suck with dick this time. All right, can we just fuck? No, I'm going to suck your dick, too. I know you feel bad. You ain't fooling no fucking body. Yeah, boy. I learned my lesson. I had some hard-ass lessons. Ooh, shit.
It's all right.
I try to stay away from the crazy one. Motherfucker be outside your window. I had a motherfucker outside my window watching me, listening to me fuck somebody else. He was standing outside my damn window. I didn't even know that shit.
Wait, he was standing outside. You gotta get you a pit bull.
Yeah,
you gotta get you a pit bull, baby.
Why was you standing outside? I heard you fucking him. I heard the whole thing. Like, you stayed? Yeah, I stayed.
You supposed to get you a
pit bull.
You need a pit bull motherfuckers like that.
Yeah.
You need a pit find the nearest sanitarium to put that motherfucker in. Because he need help. Give him Dr. Phil's phone number. He online.
I had the other motherfucker who used to follow me down. Everywhere I went, he'd see me on the street. That motherfucker would turn around in the middle of the road just to run me off the road and so he could talk to me.
That's great.
That'd have some crazy motherfuckers.
Damn, man. You know what? I don't feel that bad now, shit, after talking to you.
And I had some psychos. And I had one dude who just sat outside my window and his in the car that bumped the horn. I know you got another nigga now. I know you got another bump, 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 bump. I'm like, what the fuck? But you cheese on me.
Oh, hell no. I got to give me a gun for motherfuckers like that. Just shoot it in the air. They'll leave.
It worked twice. I'm cruising now.
It worked twice at least for me.
I really just have my regular Facebook stalkers and have a really personal. The Facebook stalkers you can turn off the laptop on.
I'm
not even talking.
The crazy one got the good dick.
You know how many times I got hit on my Facebook? I'm so scared of them. Half of them make their real damn pictures anyway. Shit, I ain't crazy.
Because some of them have their best pictures up front, that one good picture. You know that's just that one good one they got. But check the rest of them pictures. They must have looked a hot ass mess. And when you took this picture right here 3 months ago, you had a hard 3 months, goddamn.
Came back in 88.
You went from that to that. God damn it. That's just horrible, god damn it. You just push your bitch up.
Yeah, you got some crazy ass motherfuckers on Facebook. I had to change my profile twice.
Yeah, I bought this one motherfucker and he went on my pictures. He went on my